It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday, May 15th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Today marks the beginning of Google's three-day conference for developers called Google I/O. Last year, the company unveiled its tech-boosted spectacles, Google Glass. It was perhaps one of the most extravagant unveilings in tech history. Glass-wearing Googlers streamed live video of themselves jumping out of a plane and riding into the convention on trick bikes. I/O stands for input-output. So time for some input from CNET's Molly Wood on what might be the company's output in 2013. She says it's going to be tough to top last year's spectacle.
If it doesn't have skydivers or BMX bikers or, you know, some combination of all of them, I don't know how you top that. But I think we might see some interesting technology, even if we don't see some exciting X Games style stuff.
Okay, all right. So we're not getting parkour, but we might get some tech. That's good. What are we going to see, do you think?
I'm sure we'll see a new version of Android. But most people don't think we're going to see an entirely new iteration. I'm sure that there will be a lot of news about Chrome and the Chrome operating system.
Okay.
Google recently released a laptop, the Chromebook Pixel. I imagine we'll see some updates there. Probably a new Nexus 7 tablet, the 7-inch inexpensive tablet that's been really a big hit. And a lot of talk about Google Glass. Those glasses have really made their way into the public consciousness. We'll probably see a lot for developers, because this is technically a developer conference, about how they can create apps. And we may even see some cool app demos that involve Google Glass.
Google's at an interesting place, especially with Google Glass. People have been talking about it for a while, but there's also been some backlash. Do you think that they might address that backlash in any way?
I would expect them to ignore it, even though they shouldn't.
What's interesting to you about this year's I/O conference?
Well, you know, I think a lot of us have in the tech press have been beating the drumbeat for several years about Google needing to unify some of these services. There's a rumor that they will unify all of their messaging platforms into a single chat platform, which would be wonderful, because you would feel like, okay, we use this one Google chat thing and there's only one, so maybe they're going to pay attention to it. I'd love to see them roll out some upgrades to Google Docs. So if this is the year where they buckle down and they make all their multiple projects really good, that'd be great.
Does that mean also if they unify their chatting software that I don't have to go onto Google Plus anymore, which I never use except when I'm trying to do a Google Hangout, or will I still have to do that?
The bad news for you is I have a feeling they're going to unify all the chat under Google Hangout.
No!
It's a very consumer-unfriendly approach. They are pushing and pushing and pushing people toward Google Plus in every possible way they can think of. And I'm sad to say I expect that to continue.
Is that ever going to work? Is that building for success?
It's a really risky strategy. It absolutely is, because every one of the services involved here is replaceable or exists somewhere else on the web, probably on Facebook.
Molly Wood is also the host of CNET's Always On. Molly, thank you.
Thank you. See you at I/O.
And combining the Guinness Book of World Records with Legos is usually a recipe for a win. 80 Lego lovers went to Denmark recently to build the longest plastic toy train track ever built. We're talking 6 hours of building and 100,000 Lego bits to make about 2.5 miles of track. I want to know if it was all Lego Star Wars sets or if they got help from the pirate and castle sets too. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.